want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Voices of a generation that will live to see some of the worst effects of climate change unless there's more progress in the COP26 venue a few streets away. The protesters are demanding to know why diplomats and politicians have failed them for 26 years since the first COP summit in 1995. Scottish families and schoolchildren join the crowds, among them protesters from some of the worst affected countries. Devoting all their time to climate activism are Ugandan Edwin Namakanga and Fazana Farouk Jumu, who's from Bangladesh. They arrived here at the beginning of the week on board the Greenpeace ship Rainbow Warrior, and their messages are simple but serious.
It is not our job. Still, we have to be here. We have to ask our government to do action, which is their work.
We have had a lot of COPs happening, like over 25, and then we are demanding that let this be the last COP of action, not just words.
You can see so many forms of activism within these demonstrations. There's anger, there's awareness, there's also a message being spread to communities all over the world, one of realization that the moment is now. That's what Swedish activist Greta Thunberg is saying. There's no time left. She blames it all on world leaders.
This is no longer a climate conference. This is now a Global North Greenwash Festival. A two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
There's been a contrast in approach from another climate activist, Brianna Fruen, who's from Samoa in the South Pacific. She had this direct address to world leaders.
You wield the weapons that can save us or sell us out. You don't need my pain or my tears to know that we're in a crisis.
Brianna believes world leaders need to listen closely to what protesters are saying.
The fight for climate justice is the fight for family, for loved ones, for friends, for joy. Those are all the things that young people are striking on the street for. Those are the things that people are in this huge conference building for.
COP26 has already made some progress on reducing methane gas emissions, phasing out coal-fired power, and reducing deforestation. But it's not deemed enough yet to make the difference that's really needed. The pressure will increase on Saturday with global demonstrations planned. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Glasgow.